Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Nearly 10% of patients in ICU are pregnant women. And earlier, Chair of the Institute of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, Dr. Cleona Murphy, addressed a worrying figure, as she put it, advising pregnant women that the vaccine is the best protection against COVID-19. Dr. Laura Cullen, a GP in Bantry in County Cork, joins us now to discuss this further. Dr. Cullen, you're very welcome to Drive Time, and thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You want to highlight that pregnant women are hesitant about getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Why do you think that is?
I think it's natural for pregnant women to be hesitant about putting anything into their bodies. We've been telling them for a long time that they should think twice about taking things. So most pregnant women will think twice even about taking paracetamol if they have a headache. Mm-hmm. And there would be considerable concern around vaccinations going back quite some time related to the misinformation around the MMR vaccine, and the kind of untrue claims that actually affected developmental issues for babies, particularly in social and emotional development. So women, it's not that they necessarily believe that, but that kind of information effectively, you know, it's very hard to then turn around and say, well, actually, you now need to take this, and this is something you do need to put into your body. Mm-hmm. So I do think they're hesitant. That doesn't mean they're anti-vaccination.
So they just don't know, I suppose. Is that it? They don't have the full information.
Exactly. So what I tend to do is we bring it up kind of just routinely as part of their antenatal appointments, along with the other vaccines that we recommend in pregnancy. And I ask them if they've had it. And then if they haven't had it, then I try to kind of find out exactly why it is they haven't had it.
And what are they telling you then? Why don't they get the vaccine? Why are they hesitant?
They're hesitant for a number of reasons. Some women are just, again, as going back to what I said, they're just hesitant to take anything in pregnancy. Other women are hesitant because, they may have been informed by somebody else that we just don't know enough about the vaccine, or, you know, that might be the conversations they're having with their friends. That's kind of what's coming back to me, that either they have been told by somebody else that they would be careful before taking it, or you know, that they're generally hesitant about doing anything during pregnancy.
And what do you advise them then, doctor?
So basically, what I say to them, you know, I try to find out what the actual issue is, and I try to kind of find out what the specific concern is. So I have had patients come back to me and say that other medical professionals have told them that, you know, well, you know, you probably should wait and see, take more time, or that. You know, we don't know enough about the vaccine. So I try to explain to them, well, actually, now we do have quite a significant amount of information about the vaccine. And we have had hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of women across the world have been vaccinated. And we're getting quite good data back. So we try to address that specifically, mm-hmm. and find out who has told them that, and, you know, what perspective that person specifically coming from. And then, you know, if it's something like around emotional and brain development of the baby, I try to kind of, you know, inform them a little bit about how that happens and when that happens in pregnancy, and to show them that there is no evidence. And then sometimes it's as simple as showing them a picture of a baby who's been born to a woman who has been vaccinated. And very generously, people like Dr. Siobhan Corcoran and Dr. Laura Durkin have shared pictures of their beautiful babies that have been born post-vaccination. And sometimes it's that image that is the most powerful, because it's, you know, it shows this beautiful bouncing baby. And thankfully, other women online have started to share those pictures. Yeah, and I find those images quite powerful.
And that is possibly an effective campaign for those who wish to advise people to get the vaccine when women are pregnant. Would
Absolutely.
You say then, if it's 50-50, 50% of people who are pregnant, or women who are pregnant, have not got the vaccination yet? That's what you're saying, I think. So
just to clarify, what I'm saying is that 50% of women are hesitant.
Okay.
And then I find that after a conversation, that another 50% of women still aren't going to proceed. You know?
So there is a difference here. Would you say then that the public information campaign directed at pregnant women has not been successful?
I wouldn't say it's not been successful. I would say that it's probably not been directed specifically at them. You know, and maybe it's time now, given that our uptake rates in that particular cohort aren't very good, so that we direct it specifically at them. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think what's much more powerful for pregnant women is one-on-one conversations anyway. And GPs are very well placed to have those conversations because we take care of those women routinely during antenatal appointments.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you about this text that we've received. Cormac says, a listener, my daughter is 37 weeks gone and no vaccine. She's put herself into lockdown until the birth. Have you found that people are doing that, to trying to cut themselves away from society and the virus instead of getting the vaccine?
I actually have come across that. I've had one or two patients make that decision who've decided to, you know, instead of actually proceed with the vaccine because they just feel that, regardless of any conversation or any information that I've given them, that they've actually decided, well, no, do you know what, the best, you know, if I don't want to take the vaccine, then the best thing I can do is actually just effectively lock down again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I that's sad for a woman coming to the end of her pregnancy, because what she probably needs is her family and her support.
And so I'd
be very concerned about that in and of itself. You know,
okay,
we know what the mental health effects are of that.
So you're unequivocally, briefly, your advice is what to pregnant women?
My advice is to talk to your doctor if you have questions about it. We don't have a huge amount of time as doctors, but I think, you know, talk to your doctor if you trust your doctor. And then also the Royal College of Physicians in Ireland have an excellent link to some really, really easy, understandable information, which I strongly suggest that women go to their website and have a look at that, because
okay.
I think that gives a lot of the information that women need to hear.
Okay, Laura Cullen, GP in Bantry in County Cork, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.